Building a Political Alternative in Seattle, Stephan Kimmerle, Committee for a Workers' International CWI. Poll shows Soin polarizing, but with impressive favorable rating, is a title under which a confirmation of the politics of Kshama Soin and her organization, Socialist Alternative Co-Thinkers of a Socialist Party in the U.S., was published. The poll, carried out by media research company EMT, reveals that people in Seattle know that Kshama Soin is responsible for providing an opposition to the mayor's policies inside City Hall. Kshama led the campaign that won a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle, and has continued to campaign for working class policies, exactly what she promised to do in her election campaign a year ago. In her district, Kshama achieved the highest approval figures compared to all the other council members in Thiz, 61%. This is a huge encouragement to continue the efforts to challenge the big business agenda of the Democratic Party establishment, which has dominated the city for far too long. The latest success of Kshama's efforts in the city council is the renaming of the national holiday Columbus Day in Seattle to Indigenous Peoples Day. Kshama received national attention with this. She explained, "This is about more than just a name change. It is about educating ourselves and our children, about taking a stand against racism and discrimination." Every budget season is interrupted for the majority of the council to join a retreat in a luxury resort hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. What a brazen display of corporate favoritism, Kshama Soin argued at a press conference. It is no wonder that the budget, year after year, is completely out of touch with the economic problems faced by ordinary working people. Again, she received a wave of media attention for this principled stand. Jess Spear. At the same time, one of the most powerful politicians in Seattle, State Speaker Frank Chop, is forced into a battle for support of voters in the 43rd District. On the 4th of November, an election will take place, where Jess Spear and Socialist Alternative are again taking on the Democratic Party machine and their big business agenda. Funded by an army of corporate donors, and backed by the Democratic Party establishment, Chop has been able to outspend Jess Spear three times over. However, in the face-to-face debates, which the 20-year-long incumbent carefully tried to minimize and shorten, Jess exposed him as the corporate servant that he is. After one of the debates, local media reported Jess as by far the most impassioned speaker of the day. She answered the moderator's questions, but went further than any other candidate, bluntly calling for more taxes on the wealthy and on Boeing. Independent media. In the middle of the campaign, the Washington State Supreme Court held that the state legislature has been criminally underfunding education. Pointing to the $8.7 billion handout for Boeing bosses, while Boeing shifted thousands of jobs out of the state, Jess Spear was quoted in the Seattle Times. It was noteworthy that the state legislature argued that it was easier to pass a tax handout rather than fund education. This quote was then curiously removed from the article on the website. This really shows the importance of independent media sources, media outlets that are controlled by working people in the service of working people, rather than relying on media that's owned and controlled by big business, and can shut out voices that are important to the discussion, concluded Jess, a subscriber and writer for the paper Socialist Alternative. Against this wave of money and media power, door knocking and direct conversations are crucial. More than 300 volunteers are helping talk to people in their neighborhoods, putting up posters, and handing out leaflets. Climate March. During the campaign, Jess, a climate scientist, brought together a coalition of environmental and labor organizations to coordinate the People's Climate March in Seattle on the 21st of September, the same day as a historic march in New York. This protest demanded jobs and protection of the environment, and ended in blocking the tracks used for oil and gas trains for 2 hours in an act of civil disobedience. The yard signs of the campaign for Jess demand tax the rich, fund education, and we need rent control. After the victory of the 15 Now campaign, of which Jess was the organizing director, in winning a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle, the question of affordable housing is now the most pressing issue in the Emerald City. Through the successes of mobilizing 2,000 for climate action, having thousands of conversations on doorsteps about rent control, and mass flyering to demand taxing the rich, Socialist Alternative's roots in the Northwest have deepened. We are growing in Seattle and nationwide. Future campaigns can build on the experiences and successes of a marvelous effort to Chop Chop. For a full balance of the campaign and a detailed review of the election results after the 4th of November, go to www.votaspear.org or www.socialistalternative.org. Hear Socialist Seattle City Councilor Kshama Soyinc speak at Socialism 2014, 8 and the 9th of November, Central London. Book your place at www.socialism2014.net.